Today is the 19th of January, 2017. Many times we have quoted the 53rd chapter of Isaiah because it gives us a tremendous amount of solace. And this morning we're going to look a little bit more closely at it. We find in the chapter a theme running all the way through it, and that, of course, is the substitutionary work of Christ. In the fifth verse, it says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Well, of course, we look at this, we're in awe that the Lord of the universe, the creator of the world, the creator of all mankind, would take on himself our transgressions. That is beyond our understanding, beyond our reasoning, beyond our contemplation, how he could have and demonstrate so much love. Well, that's why the prophet starts out with the question, who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed this report of the good news of the gospel, that Christ has taken on himself the sins of all of his people? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? It's a really good question. Some people say they believe the report. Some people also say they believe that the arm of the Lord has been revealed to them. But then they seek to go about to destroy it, don't they? By promoting something that's totally false, the doctrine of Arminianism, doctrine of free will. He says, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that which we should desire him. If we have any desire for Christ, it's going to be given us from above. Whenever you start proclaiming the truth of the gospel of Christ, as revealed in the Word of God, many people come against it and reject it. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. People do not want a Savior who takes away their free will. People do not want a Savior apart from their own works. They reject him. People do not want a Savior who elects them. They do not want a Savior who chooses them before they're created, or before the foundation of the world. They don't want a Savior who predestinates them, who predetermines what's going to happen to them before they're even created. They don't want a Savior like that. They're despised. They despise and reject him. But back to the theme of substitutionary atonement. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. They hated Christ, and they killed him. By determinate counsel of God, ye by wicked hands have crucified. Well, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all of his elect. All of those for whom he died, all of those for whom he bore their griefs, all of those for whom he carried their sorrows, all of those for whom he was wounded for and bruised for and striped for. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Christ set his face like a flint. He came to do the work that his Father sent him to do. And he accomplished it. He said, "It is finished." And the veil of the curtain was rent from the top to the bottom, giving us access into the Holy of Holies through Jesus Christ, our substitute, our Lord and our Savior. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living. Why was he cut off out of the land of the living? For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He wasn't cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of all mankind without exception. He was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, for his people, for the ones that he came to die, for the ones he predestinated into adoption, for the ones that he chose in him before the foundation of the world was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. He was our sin bearer, but he knew no sin. He took our sins upon himself, but he was sinless. He was perfect. He was righteous. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. That's what he did. Christ made his soul an offering for our sins. Think about it. He shall see his seed. It doesn't say he shall see all mankind without exception. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. What is the pleasure of the Lord? The pleasure of the Lord is to reconcile his people unto himself. And he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. It doesn't say he will justify all. It doesn't say that he came to save everyone from their sins. It says he came to justify many. And it says that he shall actually bear their iniquity. He did not bear the sins of all mankind. He bore the sins of all for whom he died for. It was a purposeful mission that he came on. He came to save his people from their sins. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many. It doesn't say he bore the sins of all men without exception. It says he bore the sins of many. And he made intercession for the transgressors. Well, I hope that you and I are counted in that group of people that he bore intercession for, that he bore the cross for, that he bore griefs for, carried sorrows for, was wounded and bruised and chastised for. That's our hope. That's the faith of Christ that's been placed within us, to believe that. So let us this morning be reminded that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. God bless.